Last September, a year ago, when I was in London, England, I went to Experience Alpha, a conference, mainly with Protestants and evangelicals. And I loved the way they're so ready to pray with each other. They're so quick to put their hands on each other. And I said, I wish we could do this. So at one point, a lot of the pastors, it was about 60 pastors there for this conference. And a lot of these pastors would say, I need healing. So they came to the front of the church, and the rest of us, we would gather around them, we'd just pray over them. And one guy said, I put my hand on his shoulder. And he told me later, he said, Father Justin, when you were praying over me and I saw you, he said he looked up. He said, I finally felt healing from those childhood wounds. And there was another day when I was feeling really drained, and this pastor, Stephen, he said, Father Justin, can I pray with you? I said, sure. And it was so consoling when he prayed with me. Now, there are a few people in our parish who probably have this gift of healing. So Peter Lee, our director of evangelization, he says consistently when he prays with people, he notices there's healing. And this isn't Peter, this is God. So one person had pain in her neck. Peter prays, it's better. And apparently our good old Deacon Andrew, he can do it too. So someone had this pain in her wrist since July. He prays with her and she said, yeah, 90% better the next day. And it's been troubling me since July. So if you see Peter or Deacon after Mass, grab them. Ask them. In this season called Made for Mission, I'm really hoping that we become more comfortable with this idea of praying for healing and praying over each other. We're not comfortable right now with it as Catholics. We're going to have to improve in that. And my dream would be that we become so comfortable, we'll have a dedicated healing ministry that will do this for each other. And even in the future, after Sunday Mass, people could come forward after Mass privately and just pray in small groups with each other for healing. And finally, number three, counseling. Now, I've mentioned before, a lot of Catholics have this aversion to going to counselors. They're embarrassed. They think it's something embarrassing. They like to go to priests because they trust us more and we're cheaper. But a lot of you, and I really want to tell you, I'm telling you, a lot of you could benefit from going to a counselor because you need that listening ear. And they have expertise that we priests do not have. So in the bulletin, again, we've placed a list of local Catholic and Christian counselors who embrace the church's teaching on the human person. One of our parishioners here, Max Leal, he told me, he took my advice. He went to see a counselor. He doesn't feel any more anger towards his father. Others here, one guy, he couldn't make it in face-to-face with his counselor, so he does it by Skype, and it was helpful. Some of us here have taken the Who Am I workshop. Some have taken Marriage Encounter. No one would ever have thought, my mother's friends, they look like they have this great marriage. You never think that they have difficulties in their marriage. They did. They go to Retruvi. One weekend, starts the process of healing. They said it worked a miracle for them. And after that, they joined Retruvi to help other couples. All of us here have wounds. Many of us here have traumas. Many of us here have mental illnesses. They don't define us. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Someone recently reminded me that leaders go first. So I just want to share with you quickly and close with my story about how I needed a counselor. So 8 years ago, in my second year in Rome, I felt I was really burning out. Because of my pride and my insecurity, didn't want to tell anyone. And I was actually hoping I would get so physically sick that they'd send me to a hospital for like 4 months and I could just recover. But God is so good. He didn't give me what I wanted. He gave me what I needed. So he let the fatigue just get worse and worse and worse, and eventually I have to admit it. And so I go to my superior, now Cardinal Stella, and I said, Your Excellency, I think I'm burned out. He's very good, he listened, and he said, I want you to go see a Vatican doctor. So I went to see the doctor who looks after the Pope, nicest guy in the world, but kind of useless. He had such a great bedside manner. I was thinking, wow, it's so good to be with you, but he didn't help me. So he said, I want you to go see a Vatican psychologist. So I go see this Vatican psychologist, and this guy was kind of helpful, but not really. So every time he would ask me a question, I'd answer, and then he'd quickly jump onto another question, and then another one. I couldn't keep up with him. And he kept on talking and talking and talking. And I remember thinking, maybe you should go see a doctor. So I went to him for three times. Because after the second time, I knew this is not really, really helping me. I said, doctor, I think we're good. I think this has helped enough. And he said, okay, Father Justin, you have three problems. You have three mental problems. And these are very deep in you, and they will be with you your whole life, and you're going to have to manage them. And when he itemized them like that, I said, he's right. I do have those problems. But now I can avoid falling into them because I've identified them and I've admitted them. Now, that was the first grace. The second grace, and it was the greatest one, it was a spiritual one, is that God humbled me. And I finally admitted it, told my superior, and then I was finally free to start making changes in my life. God wants us to be healed. Healing starts with humility, and it's simpler than we think.